This is one of my favorite times of year to coyote call. Coyotes are responding to so many different sounds and sequences. It's just a really productive time of year to be out. A great sequence that I like to run here at the tail end of December, rolling through January, consists of prey distress sounds in a coyote breeding season style sequence. Now, it's not the coyote rut yet, but it's kind of like a pre-rut stage, and coyotes will respond to those breeding sequences. What I like to do is start off with a prey distress sound this time of year. Mrs. McCottontail's been working great for us, so I'm going to run that for about 3 minutes, ramping the volume up and down just in case there's a coyote right there close that's hungry and wants to run in for a quick, easy meal. If nothing shows to the rabbit distress, I'll then start my breeding sequence. Female yodel howls, female soar howls, both of those are great howls for this time of year. I'll pick one of those and run it out, and then I'll actually sit there and wait for about 4 to 5 minutes, okay? If nothing shows to the howls, I'm then going to start playing female whimpers and coyote pup screams. What I'll do is play female whimpers for about 30 seconds, bounce right into coy pup screams, and run that for a minute, and then I'm going to wait a minute. I'm just going to keep doing that all the way up to about the 20-minute mark. So 30 seconds of female whimpers, 1 minute of coy pup screams, and then 1 minute of just watching. Okay, I run it all the way up to the 20-minute mark, and then if nothing shows to those, what I'm going to do is finish the stand with MFK's bump and grind. It's kind of like a breeding type fight. I'll run that for about 5 minutes. I'm making about a 25-minute stand.